If anybody would like to dedicate a shir and someone to honor, you may contact me. It says in the Mishnah Meseches, and it says in the Gemara Meseches Sukkah, we have two ma'amarim here that they used to say at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that the people who were tzaddikim would say, fortunate is our youth that didn't embarrass our old age, and the people, other people would say, fortunate is our old age, the Baalei Tshuva, that was mechaper on our youth. So it's interesting, the Gemara here doesn't use the lashon of tzaddik, gamur, and baal tshuva, but rather instead uses the lashon of youth and old age. That's the emphasis over here, and that's what we'd like to try to understand based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, Arfut Nizatzal. So we're going to be makdim the Reb Chaim in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, that the lishma, shiagil basel, when a person comes in the end to lishma, that's metakin, the lo lishma, that was me'ikara. The original lo lishma is fixed by the lishma at the end. And what this means is that the tikkun is shalom b'derech ha'tshuva. This isn't b'derech ha'tshuva. It's not shaykh to have a regret for the shalom lishma in such a case. Since even now, he would also have done the shalom lishma. Regret is when you wouldn't have done it. He also would have done the shalom lishma now, because that's the way he got to the lishma. That's the level he was on, and that's the way that he achieved his lishma. So there's no union of a tshuva here. Should always be osik in Torah mitzvah shalol lishma, because from the shalol lishma comes lishma. And not only that, the derech hatshuva al shalol lishma, if you have to do tshuva on the shalol lishma, the Nefesh HaChaim wouldn't have had to teach us that. It's pashut. You can always do tshuva. The Nefesh HaChaim tells us that the lishma that ends fixes the shalol lishma, meikar. So he doesn't mean b'derech tshuva. He's like we said, first of all, you're not mischarit on the shalol lishma, you don't regret it, and second of all, Nefesh HaChaim doesn't have to tell you about tshuva. Rather, the chiddush is that there's some things that be'echreach, you first have to have the michshal, first you have to have where you stumble, and then you have the tikkun. Like it says, ein adam omen el adivrei Torah kein nichshal, gitten mem gimel. It's your only omen adivrei Torah if you first stumble. So to lean in shalol lishma. Why? That originally when a person acts, he acts for himself. It was seen Pesachim Samaches. Originally it's a little bit, the ego is involved. And that's the Chashucha, the Kodem Lenahara. That's the darkness that precedes the light, that we learn from Briyasu Shel Olam. And the Tikkun in such a case is that the Michshol, this original stumbling, brings about the Tikkun. And the Makor HaDvarim is from the Chachamim on Avram Avinu. Sheyadoeg ma'yiyu im ha'shanim ha'rishonu shalo. Avram Avinu was worried, what's going to be with my earlier years? Lefnei shehikir hasbaro, before he recognized his Creator. And in that it says, L'cha tal yaldusecha. Shehuftecha lo yalduso. To you is the due of your youth. He was promised his youth. He was promised that his youth would be fixed. And that's also not shayach b'derech ha'tshuva, because we don't find by a gershin is gayer that he has to do tshuva on the kilkul shalafnei zman ageri shalo. If the tshuvatin, if the averis that he did before he became a ger, we don't find that. Oh, when I was a goy, I ate a cheeseburger. When I was a goy, I did this and I that. I partied. No, we don't find that. So Avraham Avinu is not making a tikkun for his with tshuva for his youth, but rather that the michshal should be metukan shalo b'derech ha'tshuva. Because they are part and parcel of the ultimate aliyah. So just like you need yaldus before you can get to zikna, first you need youth, and then you get to old age. So too, these mechsholim are natural. They're part of the natural order before the tikkunim. So that's like the havamina that precedes the maskana. Now, miyisodos hamuna that la'asid lavo. We're going to achieve this great joy, and anguish is going to be removed. The whole yogan and anocha of this world is going to be together. Hazorim b'dima l'umat simchat haktzira. Those who plant with tears, and then ultimately it's going to bring to the joy of the reaping. In other words, it's going to be together tfisas b'nei Adam, that the yagon and anach of this world is just a hechsher and a simcha of sason and simcha of lo asid lava, but lamito shel davar lefinis gavius romus anyanim, according to the very sublime and exalted and lofty level of these matters, this does not exhaust and totally encompass and explain the simcha of the asid kisof sof begidrei hechsher. As far as hechsher is concerned, in the realm of hechsher, we still have the yagon va'anacha. We still have this little cloud that's a mechitza in front of the pure sun and light of joy that is going to shine in the future. And therefore, in this place, we need tikkun kilkul shenogea l'maaseh bereishis. So we need the kilkul that relates to maaseh bereishis, that the land didn't do as it was commanded. That it was commanded that the tama eitz should be ketama pri, veotzia eitz she'ein batama pri, like we see in Bereishis Rabbah, hey Rashi, Bereishis Aleph Yud Aleph, that the land didn't listen. It was supposed to, that the bark was supposed to taste like the fruit, and it didn't. Meaning that according to that mitzius of Atzmius Ritzono, of God's fundamental will, the taste of the ultimate goal should have already been in the Hechsher, in the means to the end. And the sense of taste, when it's in its pure state, has the power to feel in the Hechsher the entire light and shine of the ultimate goal. Now in the future, all the Kilkulei Bereishis are going to be fixed. And when the Tama Eitz is going to be Ketama Pri, and the taste of the goal is already going to be felt in the Hechsher, in the means, that's what we're trying to achieve. That even in the means, we taste the goal. That's what God wanted when He created the world, Kaviyachol, and the land didn't listen. So Be'etzem Dimas Hazriya, in the very tier of the planting, the palate is going to taste the joy of the harvest. Look also in the Pachad Yitzchak and Shavuos in Maimer Chav Beis. So since the very nature of Sukkos is made up of subtle hints to a tziur of the ultimate Geula, as they were Marchev in the Svarim, Ayein bein ayat er b'pachad Yitzchak Rosh Hashanah Maimer Tes. Therefore, it says about the Esor, k'shetam eitzo pir yoshaveh, that the tree tastes just like the fruit, sukkalamet heomet aleph, because the means have to taste like, I don't know what that means, but that's what the Gemara says, that the time of the eitz of the Esorg is like the time of the pri, because here the means are going to taste like the end, because on Sukkos we're living in the world of la'asid lavo. And that's the special atzilus, the special nobility that is stored, that is encapsulated in the name Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Because the truth of the matter is that all She'iva is a Hechsher La'avodas HaNisuch Ba'atzma. The She'iva is just a means to the Avoda of the Nisuch, of the actual libation. Why is it called Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the drawing of the water? Why don't we talk about the Nisuch HaMayim, the pouring of the water? So you see that the whole Simcha is named not after the goal, not after the ultimate purpose, the Nisuch HaMayim, the pouring of the water, libation on the Mizbeach, but rather on the drawing of the water, the Hechsher. And that's because a Simcha, like Simcha's Nisuch HaMayim, which is just a tziur, it is a picture and illustration of the Simcha of Achris HaYomim, has to include, encompass, encapsulate in it the hidden light of the taste of the tree and the taste of the fruit. Asher mibaladei or zeh, that without this light, Nifgemesi mahusa shel simchas achris hayamim. There is going to be a blemish in the joy of the end of days. The end of days has to be the joy not only of the goal, but also not only of the end, but also of the means to the end. And al shmo shel gnizas or zel toch simchas nisuch hamayim, and on the name of the storing of this light in the Simchas Nisuch HaMayim, named after the storing of the light in the Simchas Nisuch HaMayim, the Simchas called Al Shem HaHechsher, the means, again, the yisod of this maimer is that you want to taste the wonderful taste of finishing Shas in the process, tasting the end in the means, tasting the Simchas Nisuch HaMayim already in the She'ivas HaMayim, because that's what's going to happen Lasid Lavo, Hazor Medima Brini Ktsaru, that then we are going to taste in the means, the end. We are going to see how all the means was really necessary to get to the end, and retroactively it's going to be tasteful for us, and that is also going to be all the avod of Lasid Lavo, whatever is going on over there, the means are already going to feel like the end. The world is going to come to its tikkun as it was supposed to have been when created. And that's the idea of Yalduseinu and Ziknuseinu, that the means, that there's a natural mean, in order to get to Zikna, you need first to pass through Yaldus. So all the Mechsholim, all the stumbling blocks where their Tikkun is, that they lead us to the ultimate goal, that they were able to be Omid on Divrei Torah, the Tikkun is only Shalem when we have the light of this tikkun of Tama Eitz Ketama Pri. As long as this light doesn't shine, HaKilkul De'ovar Be'eino Omein Apo Pi Shumashamis Klisharis L'tikkun. So if we don't have this light of the tikkun of the means of the end, then the Kilkul is still there. So Simchas Beis HaShoev is the time of Simchas HaAsid Tama Eitz Ketama Pri. That's the Shleimus HaSimcha of the Tikkun of these Mechsholim that are called Maisa Yaldus, and that's the Shir of Yaldus and Zikna B'Shas Simchas Beis HaShoeva. To bring this to the halachic realm, we have halacha b'kira tzarech hanocha, and therefore it's like it's all one maisa, both akira and hanocha, and the nafkamina is linyan kimle b'derabimine, and it's linyan esay teichaloisa say that the akira and hanocha are considered one maisa, and that's because there's this tikkun of tama eitz ketama pri, and therefore the hechsher is like the ultimate matara. From the Akira, even before you get to the Hanacha, that whole process of it traveling for Amos, or from inside to outside, is all part of the ultimate end. It's all considered one Maisa. And we also have, and that's part of the, that relates to this Tikkun of Tama Eitz Ketama Pri, and that Halacha. And also we have a beautiful Pasuk in Amos, Perek Tet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'nigash choresh b'kotzer v'dorech hanavim b'moshe chazara, that the plower in the future is going to meet the reaper. It's going to be so fast from plowing right to reaping, and those who step on the grapes, which is when they're actually grapes, we already have the grapes, are going to meet the Moshe Chazara, the one who plants the seeds. So that's the same thing, that there's going to be this smichus, this very close juxtaposition between the Heiliger means in the end, the Choresh with the Kotzer, the Tzarech HaNovim, and the Moshe Chazara. That's the Tikkun, that's the Tziur, that's the illustration of the Asid Lavo, where the means come together with the end. And that's really our avodah today, that we should try our best, that when we're doing something with this, which is a means to an end, we should try to feel the end in it. because that's really our voda right now. Right now, this is the end. At this moment, we're not at the end yet. Then this is the goal right now, to do this, to be in this moment, and not in the future. So enjoy your tefillim even before the Siyum HaShas, and enjoy raising your children even before you're walking them to the chuppah. And everything that we do, we look, till one day, what's going to be? We work, we want, we get our paycheck. Enjoy the work when you're doing the work. See the meaning in your work even before the paycheck. Try to feel the end and the means. Okay, so everybody should be zoche to have great hisalus, and mitzvah Hashem, obviously, loads more to say. Ezer Hashem. Hashem should give us life and simcha and kol tov, salam, and shalom.